three back on account of he's hiding in the bushes right over there.
Collect him. I'll give him to the old man. Sarky One Eye cracked.
Give them a little authority. They turn into field marshals. I remember this kid when he was so green he still had sheep shit between his toes. He didn't know what shoes were for.
But the humor wasn't in his eye. Every move I made he watched like a hawk, like a crow, in fact, although we had no crows hanging around tonight. Whatever experiment Goblin and One Eye had going in that area was a complete success during this outing. Goblin suggested,
"Ease up, Mergen. We'll get the job done. How about some of you lazy asses toss a couple logs on the fire?"
He began to circle the hidden deceiver in the direction opposite that taken by One Eye. They were right. I get too serious under stress. I was 1,000 years old already. Surviving Digigore had not been easy. But all the rest of these guys had come through that, too. They had seen Mogaba's slaughters of innocents. They had suffered the pestilences and plagues. They had seen the cannibalism and human sacrifices, the treacheries and betrayals and all the rest. And they had come away without letting the nightmares rule them. I have to get a handle on it. I have to get some emotional distance and perspective. But there is something going on inside me that is beyond my control or understanding. Sometimes I feel like there are several of me in there, all mixed up, sometimes sitting behind the real me watching. Watching. There may be no chance for me to recover complete sanity and stability. Goblin came strutting back. He and One Eye accompanied a man who was not much more than skin and bones. Few deceivers are in good shape these days. They have no friends anywhere. They are hunted like vermin. Huge bounties ride on their shoulders. Goblin flashed his toad-like grin.
"We've got us a red-hand man here, Mergen. A genuine Black Rummel guy with the red palm. What do you think of that?"
The thought lightened my heart. The prisoner was truly a top strangler. The red hand meant that he had been there when Narayan Singh tricked Lady into thinking she was being inducted into the strangler cult, when in fact the deceivers were really consecrating her unborn child as daughter of their goddess Kina. But Lady had employed a trick of her own, marking every strangler there with the red hand. That could not be denied later. Nothing they tried would take the color away, short of amputation. And a one-handed strangler could not manage the rummel, the strangling scarf. That was the tool of the deceiver's holy trade. The old man will be pleased. A red-hand man would know what was going on inside his cult. I crowded closer to the fire. Tide, done helping dispose of redundant shadow weavers, eased in beside me.